Christmas creme brulee with shortbread biscuits.
That's nice as well.
Blood orange tart.
I'm going to go for the oat and chocolate cake. And I'm sure you'll agree there, listeners, I've made an excellent choice. David's Daily Digital Dollop 336. So we are recording in the toilet of the Met Berry, where we're about to do our first Christmas gig. The Met Berry has recently had a £4 million refurb. It's been all refurbished and it's had a proper makeover. £4 million has been spent on it. And we are the first band to play in that venue since it opened. In fact, that's where £2 million has gone, just on booking us for the grand opening. I mean, this is the toilet that I'm in now. I'm not sure how much of the money has been spent on this particular toilet. I would say it's relatively plain. I don't think it's got much going for it particularly. It's got a shower in there, but I wouldn't imagine the bulk of the money has been spent on the toilet. Am I being called here, yes or not?
What?
I thought you were saying something to me.
No, just a little joke here.
A little joke? Oh, I could do one of those. Feel free.
I just said, have you missed us, Neil?
That's Neil. He's referring to Neil Ferguson, our sound man, from Chumbawamba fame and Black Lace fame as well. He produced the songs for Black Lace, all of the classics. All of the classics. Agadoo, Conga, We're Having a Gangbang. He probably did that one, I would imagine. I think we're going to have to do an interview at some point with Neil for the Young'uns podcast, the many stories that no doubt can be told. But today's dollop focuses on the story that I was going to tell you yesterday, but then I decided, because I'm playing this game strategically and I'm trying to race through these dollops and releases as many as I can so that I can catch up, because we're still 8 days behind technically, I decided to do that story today. And it's a very quick story, just about a situation. I talked yesterday about the event that happened that destroyed my childhood innocence. I talked about that yesterday. Feel free to go back and listen if you didn't hear it. But today, it reminded me of a story that I'm going to tell you today, which is when I was on a bus. I can hear the bus is pulling up and I can hear the sound of a really excited child. I can already hear the child is jumping up and down as the bus pulls into the bus stop, and he's shouting about something. He's really excited, and then the bus doors open, and it soon becomes clear as he gets on the bus with his mother what he's excited about. He's excited because it's a double-decker bus. As the doors open, I hear him shout, "Wow, it's a double-decker bus! Yes, yes!" And he jumps on that bus and he's so excited. He's obviously been excited about this since he saw the bus round the corner, realised it was a double-decker. And now he's jumping up and down impatiently while his mother tries to pay for the bus fare. And he's really excited, not anyone around us is laughing as well, you know, like little chuckles and stuff. Just at the brilliance, youthful innocence, this little child just so excited about going on a double-decker bus. And he says, "I've never been on a double-decker bus before. This is absolutely amazing." And he's so excited about it. Just like me, with the balls. Just like, if you didn't listen to yesterday's dollop, you probably wondered, what? What? You'll have to go back and listen. Anyway, so his mother goes, he's like, can we go to the top? Can we go to the top? And his mother says, yes, yes, just wait there. Can we go to the top? Yes, we can go to the top. And he's really excited and he's whooping as he runs up the stairs. And he runs and it's the sound of his pattering feet on the stairs. He's like, "Whee!" As he runs up so excited about getting on the top of the bus. And then the sound stops. And there's like a second pause, and then you hear thud, 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 thud. And he's lying on the bottom of the steps. He's just slid down. And of course, this isn't a particularly funny thing, but it was the sound of it. Maybe it's the fact that I couldn't see the crumpled child on the bottom of the floor, but it was the sound of it. It was just the drama of it all. It was just the secret of comedy is timing. And there was just something so perfectly timed by this collage of sound. The child's glee, and then the running up the stairs, and then the pause, and then the thud, thud, thud as he went down. And he fell onto the floor in a crumpled heap and just started crying. And I just thought the irony in that moment, in a way, or the ridiculousness, that he's just gone from so much youthful excitement and said, "This is it. This, my life is going to be the best it's ever been." That kind of feeling. And then the reality hits him. And he realises, as I realised yesterday, well, I didn't realise yesterday, but I realised in the story that I told yesterday, that the world isn't the safe place as you think it is. And he got a rude awakening on that day. And it was just something about the sound, that just made me laugh. And I just started laughing, and everybody else on the bus is so concerned and is like all gathered around the child, and I can't stop it. I'm just laughing. I know he's obviously not dead. I mean, he's whimpering. And I'm just rocking backwards and forwards. And when you know you're not meant to laugh, it makes you laugh even more. And I was rocking backwards and forwards and making all sorts of ridiculous noises, trying to stifle my laughter. Normally when I need to stop laughing in these awkward situations and situations where you're really not meant to laugh, what I do is I try and think of someone who I love dying or something like that. That normally stops me from laughing, but unfortunately I was laughing too much. I kind of forgot my formula and just thought of someone dying, and it happened to be Michael. I thought of Michael Hughes, and that just made me laugh even more. It was absolutely ridiculous, and so I just thought, what the bloody hell am I going to do? And in the end, I just couldn't stop laughing, and I just had to get off the bus. I thought, I can't face the recrimination of people seeing me, so I just legged it off the bus and just waited for the next one. But it's strange how these things creep up on you. These weird things where you just think, you know, why has that happened? Why am I responding in that way? Perhaps I'll tell you another story. It's reminded me of another story. Perhaps I'll tell that one. Or perhaps we'll take this in a completely different direction as of tomorrow. I shall be back tomorrow with Dollop 337. We've got to go on stage in the next few minutes, so I better quickly upload this. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Now, this is what normally happens. I then go back into the room, and Michael then gives me direct feedback on everything, yeah? So we have to fill out the form and compliance.